Boker Tov.
Shalom Lechem.
Shalom Lechem. So we're doing our reading of 1 Kings 13, verses 1 through 32. The end of lesson 12, and I think last week we did the first two verses. So let me just review those two verses for you, and then we'll pick up at verse 3. So verse 1, we had Vehenei Ish Elohim, Bami Huda, Bidvar Adonai El Beit El, and behold, there was a man of God, went from Judah by the word of the Lord to Bethel, the Yarovam, Omed Al Hamizbeach Lehaktir, and Jeroboam was standing beside the altar to sacrifice. Vayikra al Hamizbeach B'Dvar Adonai. Then he called out, this is the man of God, he called out, proclaimed against the altar, according to the word of the Lord, by the word of the Lord, Vayomer, and he said, Mizbeach, Mizbeach, Koamar Adonai, O altar, altar, thus said the Lord, Hine vein nolad levait David, Yoshiyahu Shmo, behold, a son will be born to the house of David, Josiah his name, Vizavach Alecha et Kohane Habamot Ha Maktirim Alecha Vatmot Adam Yisrafu Alecha. And will sacrifice upon you the priests of the high places, the ones who offer sacrifice upon you, and the bones of man, they will burn upon you. Okay, so that's where we reached the end of last week. So we'll continue the story with verse 3. So, Melody? Good. V'natan bayom hahu mofet lemor. Ze hamofet asher diber Adonai, hine hamizbeach nechra, v'nishpach hadeshen asher alive. Good. V'natan bayom hahu mofet lemor, and he gave that on that day. Bayom hahu, who is that? It's the far demonstrative. Mofet is a sign. So it's something that happens, but then as a sign it points towards something else, has implications for something else. Ze hamofet. So this is the sign, asher diber Adonai, which the Lord spoke. So diber there is a verb, not a noun. If it was the word of the Lord, it would be a devar Adonai. Be a little confusing. Hine hamizbeach nikra, behold, look, the altar will be split apart. Nikra, Dobson shows us, being split apart. It's a passive form of kara, he tore. V'nishpach hadeshen asher alive. Deshen, these are the ash, which is upon you, upon it, and the ash which is upon it will be poured down. It's a passive. Dobson says it's a nifal. So nishpak, it will flow down, it will be poured out. Nifal of shafak. So nifal is a passive, and we're going to learn about forms of the verb like the nifal when we get in, I think, starting lesson 14 or so. Yeah, lesson 14, we'll learn about the Nifal.
So if you translate the will be with the word shall and shall, is that the same?
It will be and it shall be. Mm-hmm. The difference between will and shall is very confusing and is in the change.
Shall is for the first person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But nobody understands that distinction anymore.
So you don't use shall
You can use shall if you want. Most people use will and shall without understanding the difference between them. They're largely used synonymously. You can go and read a lengthy description about it in Fowler's English Usage, but nobody follows that anymore.
So.
Yeah, I shall and we shall, you will. But then you can turn them around, and I will and you shall. They actually are, they get flipped. Verse 4, choice. All right. Vayehi kishmoach hamelech et devar ish ha-Elohim asher kara al hamizbeach beveit el vayishlach Yerovam et yado me'al hamizbeach limor tifsuhu vativash yado asher shalach alaiv V'lo yakol l'hashiva eliv. So here we have Vayehi kishmoach. Vayehi, well, older translations would translate it, and it came about that. That's really a bit pedantic to translate that. Vayehi with k really just gives a time. It's a circumstantial clause giving the time setting. So you really could just easily translate it as when. Translate the whole of Vayehi as when. And so more recent translations will avoid the "and it came about that you would find in King James and perhaps in NAS, and you'll just find when. Yakol is given at the bottom of page 144 to be, he was able to do something, and it's then followed by an infinitive. Here the la hashiva. So he, in this case, lo yachol, he was not able. La hashiva eliv. Okay, so vayhi kishmoach, when he heard. Shmoach there is an infinitive construct used together with vayhi k. So page 146d, the top of page 146, infinitive construct is used with time prefixes and time words like b, k, ad, and achare. So this is a fairly common expression, vayehi k, and we can just translate it as when. So when, hamelech is the subject, when the king heard the word of the man of God, which he had cried out or proclaimed, and here we'll take al as against, kara al, proclaim against, cry out against the altar at Bethel. And then vayishlach, now we get the continuing narrative form of the verbs. This now picks up the storyline after that temporal setting. And so we might translate that as then. So when the king heard, then Jeroboam, who is, of course, the king, then Jeroboam stretched out his hand. Shalach, the verb shalach on its own means to send. In the case of shalach yad, it's sending your hand, i.e. stretching out your hand. He stretched out his hand, me'al hamizbeach, from upon the altar. So we can sort of imagine his hand at the moment as either over or right next to the altar. He's just about to offer a sacrifice, and now he stretches it out as if he's pointing to the man of God, saying, Tifsuhu, seize him. Vativash yado, then his hand, or we might say, but his hand, became paralyzed, withered up. The verb is yavesh, to be dry. So it became all shriveled. And it's the hand asher shalach alive, which he had stretched out against him. V'lo yakol la hashiva alive. And he was not able to draw it back alive to himself. La hashiva, so yakol takes an infinitive. So he was not able to do something. Here, la hashiva. So lamed plus a infinitive. And Dobson tells us that's a hifil infinitive, which is causative. And we're going to learn, you notice he's beginning to introduce us to this terminology that is going to come up in lessons 14 through 17. So we've seen nifal, which is passive, and here hifil, which is causative. So he translates as to cause it to come back. And this is something that just doesn't work in English. We don't have forms of the verb that indicate causation. But one of the beauties of Hebrew is you have different forms of the verb for that.
In and at the same, like against the altar in Bethel.
Well, in Bethel is but in or at, either way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The bait prefix on the bait L, you could try and say it is in or at.
Mm-hmm.
Either saying, or you can just translate it as open quotation marks. If I were actually writing this out, I would just have open quotation marks. So you could say, Jeroboam stretched out his hand from beside the altar, quote unquote, Tifsuhu sees him. Well, it's introducing speech. V'natan bayom hahu mofet, and he gave on that day a sign, then either colon or comma, open quotation marks, zeha mofet asher, this is the word of the Lord, and so on. Now, this actually would be a time, I don't know if you have your color-coded form, so one of the things that I do when I study a narrative is I color-code it, and I use red for the direct speech. So you'll notice there for verse 3, I've Zeh HaMofet Asher Diber Adonai, and I put that on a separate line, and I indent it. And then the next line is speech embedded within speech. So I indent that a further line. And that makes it easier to see where the speech is and to follow the narrative through. And then the continuing narrative forms of the verb I put in light blue, the cyan color. So verse 5, Marlon? Right. V'ha mizbeach nikra v'yishafek hadeshen min ha mizbeach Kamofet asher natan ish ha Elohim bidvar Adonai. Right, so the hazmiz beach nikra, then the altar was split apart. Vayishafek hadeshen min hamizbeach, and the ashes from the altar were flowed down. Kamofet, so ka there, according to the sign, Asher Natan Ish Ha Elohim, which the man of God had given, Bidvar Adonai, according to the word of the Lord. So, V'ham Mizbeach Nekrav V'yishafek Hadeshen Minha Mizbeach is almost a verbatim repetition of what the man of God said would happen. Okay, good. Sean, verse 6. Vaya'an ha-melech, vayomer el ish ha-elohim, chalna et pnei Adonai Eloheka, v'hit palel ba'adi, V'tashov yadi eliv. V'yichal ish ha-elohim et pnei Adonai. V'tashav yad ha-melech eliv. V'tehi k'birishona. Barishona. K'barishona. So, Vayaan Hamelech Vayomer, then the king answered and said, El Isha Elohim, to the man of God, Chal na et pnei Adonai Eloheka, Chal, beseech, implore, petition. Na is this little nicety, please, please or now. Please now, or please, you might say, petition the face of the Lord your God. Vehit palel ba'adi, and pray for me. Hit palel begins with a hit, that prefix, and so this is another form of the verb that we'll learn in lessons 14 through 17, the hit pael form. This is the regular word for pray, whereas chal, that's a sort of a more urgent petition, yeah, intercession. This is just the general pray. Vatashov yadi eliv, and we might probably translate the v there as so that my hand will return to me. So, close quotation marks. Vayechal Isha Elohim et Pnei Adonai. Then the man of God petitioned the face of the Lord, or besought the face of the Lord. Vatashav Yad HaMelech Eliv. And the hand of the king returned to him. Vatahi Kvarishona, and it was, tahi there, feminine, third feminine singular, yad is feminine, kvarishona, there as, varishona, at the beginning, as it was it, originally. So, notice that we have the king's speech, and he says something in his speech, and then it's repeated virtually verbatim in the narrative. And that's quite typical for Hebrew narrative. Or you have it the other way around, you get a saying something in narrative, then it'll be repeated almost verbatim in the direct speech. Okay, good. Seven, Katie. Vayidaber HaMelech El Ish HaElohim Boa Iti HaBaita U Sa'arda V'etana Lecha Matat. So then the king said to the man of God, Boa Iti HaBaita, go with me into the house. So, boa.
Come also?
Yeah. Come or go. As I've said before, the perspective here is not whether it's coming or going, but it's entering and exiting. And whether we translate that as come or go depends upon our viewpoint. Coming or going, you'd say come. It doesn't matter which way you translate it. Boa, so it's an imperative with that emphatic he on the end. Remember those from when we looked at the imperatives? Iti habaita. There we've got a he on the end of that, and that's now a directional he into the house. Usa'ada. And refresh yourself. And here Dobson notes that that also is an emphatic imperative hey in the end. The etana, and I will give you, or let me give you. And that also has a hey on the end, but that's now a cohortative hey. Right, remember this, let me do something, let us do something. We looked at those voluntive forms. So etana, it's sort of a first person command. And let me give to you, so it's an emphatic way of saying, and I will give, or so that I can give to you, matat, a gift. So we had four words there with hey on the end,
three different types of hey. Two imperative heys, one directional hey, and one cohortative hey. Yes, the emphatic imperative, yes. Mm-hmm. Boa and saada. Okay, in verse 8. Yeah, so in ke barishona, rosh is head, and rishon is at sort of at the head at the beginning. We've got a b on the front, that sort of mean at the beginning, and then a k on the front of that to say as it was at the beginning.
And then you have the direction.
Well, no, the rishon is just rishon and rishona. Rishona is just a feminine form of that.
Yeah.
Well, and these all get added together into one word and all jammed together into one word, yes. All these components. So that's where it's helpful to be able to recognize the individual components, and then you just try and put them all together as best you can. So similarly, the first word of the Hebrew Bible is Bereshit. So here we have Barishona. There we had Bereshit. Reshit is another feminine form from Rosh, Reshit, beginning, Bereshit, in the beginning. As it was in the yeah, and it became like it was in the beginning. Verse 8. Good. Vayomer ish ha-Elohim el ha-Melech, im titen li et chotzi veteka, lo avo imach, velo acho ochal lechem, velo eshte mayim, bamakom hazeh. Good. Vayomer ish ha-Elohim el ha-Melech. Then the man of God said to the king, im titen li et chotzi veteka. If, so it's im, if, titen, you give, from Natan. Notice the first nun has disappeared, and left behind it the dagesh in that second tav. If you give to me et chatzi veteka, half your house. Now this is the king, so half his house means everything in his palace and really his kingdom. So really saying half of everything you have. That's why Dobson renders it half your wealth. Lo avo imach, I will not enter with you. So I will not go with you. From vo. And so context there would allow us to do what you did and take it even if you give to me half your house. Velo ochal, velo ochal, and I will not eat lechem, bread or food. Velo eshte mayim, and I will not drink water. Ba makom hazeh, in this place. So zeh is the near demonstrative. This. Nine, Joyce? Right. Kiken tziva oti bidvar Adonai lemor. Lo tokal lechem, velo tishte mayim, velo tashuv baderek asher halakta. Good. Kikhen tziva oti bedvar Adonai lemor. Because thus he commanded me by the word of the Lord, so that tziva, really, it's the Lord who would have commanded him that, and it's tziva, the middle there is a double vav, not the shurek u, tziva. Lo tokal, why is it tziva? Because if it was a shurek is a vowel, but then it's got a vowel marking under it, so you can't have a vowel with a vowel under it. So it has to be a consonant. So it's the vav there is behaving as a consonant, and that means the dagesh there is doubling it. Here's then, we have open quotation marks, lo tokal lechem, you shall not eat bread. So lo with imperfective form, negative. Velo tishte mayim, and you shall not eat water, shall not drink water. Velo tashuv baderek asher halakta, and you shall not return in the way or the road which halakta you went. And you shall not return by the way of the road that you went to Bethel from Judah. Oti is at the direct object marker with first person singular pronominal suffix. Yes, it's a direct object marker with first singular suffix. Commanded me. Page 89, last column. Okay, verse 10. Okay, Vayelek, the Derek Acher, the Lo Shav, Ba Derek Asher Ba, Va El Beit El. Okay, Vayelek, the Derek Acher, and he went by another way, the Lo Shav, Ba Derek, and he did not go, and he did not return in the way Asher, relative part of pronoun, in which ba va, he had come in it. That's the second va there. The hey on the end of that with a mapik in it is referring to the derek, which is feminine. El Beit El to Bethel. Okay, so you understand a little bit. And he did not return in the way or in the road which he had come in it to Bethel. So again, we had dialogue in verse 9, and then now pretty much a verbatim repetition of the dialogue. And as we read this, one of the questions we have to ask is, well, why do we get this repetition? And I think it's to show that in absolutely everything so far, the prophet has acted according to the word of the Lord. What he has done, what he has pronounced against his proclamation against the altar has happened, has been fulfilled exactly, and everything is in accordance with the word of the Lord, which I think sets us up for the subsequent narrative. Okay, so far, Melody?
On the verse 10, the color code, you have orange color.
Yes, that is for negatives, so I put negative in orange. So you'll notice there's one at the end of verse 4, verse 10. And then participles I put in purple. And we'll learn about participles next week, or next lesson, lesson 13. And green is perfective forms of the verb. And then we get the end of verse 10 there. You'll notice there's a peh standing all on its own. That is a paragraph marker in the Hebrew text. They were added earlier. There's a little bit of doubt as to exactly how early they were added, but many of these are there in the original, although they seem to be somewhat inconsistent. Okay, verse 11. Either way, we're now on to, and then the fact that here that the text has a line break as well. We're into a new little section. Okay. V'navi echad zaken yoshev b'veit el v'yavo v'no v'yisaper lo et kol ha'maaseh asher asa ish ha'elohim Hayom b'veit el et hadavarim asher diber el hamelech v'yisaperum la'avihem. V'navi echad zaken. Echad, there is one, and it's the nearest that Hebrew gets to an indefinite
article. Zakein is old. We could translate that, and a certain old prophet. It's just some prophet, an indefinite prophet. A certain old prophet, Yoshev, was sitting in Bethel. And really, to translate that into English, we have to make a bit of a judgment call as to how long we think he's there. Is he sitting there? Well, meaning he's there just for an hour. Is he staying there, meaning he's there for a week? Or is he living there, meaning he's there all his life? All of those could be covered by Yoshev. And Yoshev is a participle, so it's an ongoing activity. So a certain old prophet, an old prophet, was living in Bethel. Vayavo Veno, and his son came. Vayisaper, and he told him et kol ha-ma'aseh, all the work asher asa ish ha-Elohim, which the man of God had done, hayom, that day, bevedel, in Bethel. So he's giving him a report immediately after this has happened, the same day that this has all happened. Bevedel, there's that diamond shape above the L, that's a reasonably major break, so about the level of a comma. Et hadavarim, so direct object marker. So now we're getting, as it were, a little more specific about the deeds which he is relating. The words, asher diber, which he had spoken, El Hamalek, to the king. Vayisaparum, and he told them to their father. That line break,
yeah.
You mean the vertical dash?
Yeah.
Well, it's actually not a major break. The major break, so first of all, you got the break for the end of the verse. The saluk plus the sof pasuk. Then the second major break is the athnak, and that's the upward pointing arrow under Beit El. The next category of breaks are there's where you have two dots above the zakein, the third word. That's the only one of those we have. And a little bit less, more minor than that, is the diamond above the Beit El. And those really are all that you need to notice. So the vertical slash isn't really, the vertical line really isn't an important, at least for our point of view, isn't important enough for you to worry about. Yeah, that's the athnak is the really important one to notice. And treat that as a semicolon. Okay, verse 12. Okay. Vayedaber Alehem Avihem Eze Haderek Halach Vayiru Vanaiv Et Haderek Asher Halach Ish Ha Elohim Asher Ba Mehuda. Okay, Vayudaber Alehem Avihem, then their father said to them. Now the last two words of verse 11, Vayisaparum La Avihem, have been plural, and they told them to their father. So we started out with one son, and now evidently he's joined by all his brothers, so it's all of the sons telling their father, and then their father said to them, Eze haderek halak. So where this the way he went, i.e. by which way did he go? Vayir'u vanaiv, then the son saw, et haderek asher halak isha Elohim, the way which the man of God had gone, asher ba mehuda, which he had come from Judah. Okay? He's from Judah. He had come from Judah to Bethel, back in verse 1. Vayomer el banaiv, chivshu li ha chamor, vayachbishu lo ha chamor, vayerkav alive. Good. Vayomer el banayv, and he said to his sons, Chivshu li ha-chamor, saddle for me the donkey. Vayachbushu lo ha-chamor, then they saddled for him the donkey. Vayirkav alive, and he rode upon it, or we might say he mounted upon it. So rakav would cover both the getting onto the donkey and then the riding on the donkey. Good. 14, Joyce.
Vayelek achare ish ha Elohim, vayimtsa eu, yoshev tachat ha ela, vayomer elive, ha'ata ish ha Elohim asher ba'ata mehuda vayomer ani.
Good.
Vayelek achare ish ha Elohim. Then he went after the man of God. Vayimtsa ehu, and he found him. So vayimtsa, then he found ehu, is third masculine singular suffix. Yoshev, sitting, another participle. And we translate this just as sitting because this is probably just a temporary state of affairs, that he's tahat ha'ele, under the oak. Vayomer eliv, and he said to him, ha'ata ish ha'elohim, are you the man of God? So the ha'ata, the hey, on the front of that is an interrogative hey. Are you the man of God? Asher ba'ata mihuda, who came from Judah. Vayomer, and he said, ani, I am. Ha'ata, the hey on the front is an interrogative hey.
Okay, 15.
Good. Vayomer eliv, lech iti habaita ve'echol lachem.
Good.
Vayomer eliv, and then he said to him, lech iti habaita, come or go with me into the house, ve'echol lachem, and eat bread or eat food.
Good. Verse 16.
Vayomer lo uchal lashuv itach, v'lavo itach, v'lo uchal lechem, v'lo ishte itcha mayim, b'makom hazeh.
Good.
Vayomer, and he said, lo uchal, I am not able, lashuv itach, to return with you, v'lavo itach, and to enter with you, v'lo uchal lechem, and I'm not able to eat bread, v'lo eshte itach, and I will not drink with you mayim, water. So notice that there it's itakha, which is the normal form, and then prior to that we had itak, which is the pausal form. So it's like itak there, where we had the athnak, and prior to that, bamakom hazeh, in this place. So he's very clear about this. Four negatives there. No, itakha and itak are the same. It's just itak is the form, is the pausal form. So when you, and you'll see this most clearly with the one, with the athnak, v'lavo itach, and that's where we get the athnak. And from at the athnak, and at the end of a verse, and occasionally at other points, the word lengthens out. So what's happened is itcha, it's lengthened out a bit to itach, to ending with the final comments, just like we do in English. When we get to the last syllable of a sentence, we tend to draw it out. So we call that a pausal form. It doesn't happen with, it happens just with certain words, but one of the things it happens to is a second masculine singular pronominal suffix, which here has gone from it ka, ka to ach.
The itak is pausal form. The itka is its normal form. We have two pausal forms and then a standard form. Yeah, well, this pausal form, it's one of these things. I'll just keep reiterating it and eventually it will all fall into place. Yeah, pausal. P-A-U-S-A-L. Pausal. It's when you get to a pause and you pause at... You come to either a major piece of punctuation. Okay, 17. Ki davar elai bidvar anai lo tokhal lechem v'lo tishte sham mayim lo tashuv la lechet baderek asher halachta ba. So, ki davar elai bidvar anai. For the word to me by the word of the Lord, quote, lo tokal lechem, you shall not eat bread, v'lo tishte sham mayim, and you shall not drink water there, lo tashuv la leket, and you shall not return to go, baderek asher halakta ba, in the way or in the road which you went in it. And we'd have to make that good English. We'd have to turn that around a bit. You shall not return to go in the way which you came, for which you came. Okay. Maybe time for a couple more verses. 18, Melody. Vayomer lo, gam ani navi kamocha, u malak diber elai bidvar adonai lemor. Hashivehu itcha el bet eka v'yokal lechem v'yesht mayim kichesh lo. V'yomer lo, and he said to him, so this now is Navi Echad, he said to him, gam ani Navi kamocha. Gam is also, or even, or so here also. Also I, Navi, a prophet, kamoka, like you. So just like you translate, I also am a prophet like you. Malach, and an angel. Deber, malach can be an angel or a messenger. An angel is a messenger of God. An angel, deber elai, said to me, bidvar adonai, by the word of the Lord, Lemor, open quotation marks. Hashivehu, bring him back. So it's a hifil of shuv, cause him to return. Bring him back. Itcha, with you, el beteka, to your house. V'okal. And Dobson points out that that is a jessive. So a third person command. Let him eat bread and the yesht, and let him drink water, close quotation marks, ki chesh lo. He lied to him, or he deceived him. Yep, and everything has been set up so far to show that this prophet has been absolutely obedient to the word of the Lord. We've had this over and over and over again, according to the word of the Lord, according to the word of the Lord, and this narrative repetition of dialogue verbatim. Okay, one more verse, Joyce, and then... Good. Vayashav ito, then he returned with him. Vayokal lechem beveto, and he ate bread in his house. Vayesht mayim, and he drank water. And now we wonder what's going to happen. And so verse 20 opens. Vayehi hem yoshvim el hashulchan. Now they were sitting at the table, shulchan, mat or table. They wouldn't really have had a table that we understand a table as, but this is sort of where they would have the meal, mat on the floor probably. Vayihi dvar Adonai el hanavi asher heshivo. Then the word of the Lord came to the prophet who Heshivo had brought him back. Then verse 21 will begin, Vayikra el Isha Elohim, and he proclaimed to the man of God. Asher bat Mehuda, who had come from Judah, lemor, open quotation marks, Koamar Adonai. Thus says the Lord. And then we'll pick up there next week and see what the Lord says. Yes, it's rather sad. So we're halfway through verse 21. We'll pick up there, and we should next week be able to finish off.